The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, learner drivers have not escaped cost of living concerns as the price of lessons has increased by as much as 60 euro for a course. In some cases, driving schools blaming fuel costs of the price of the pump. I'm joined on the line by Ger Herbert, motoring editor and columnist with the Sunday Independent. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is something that had passed me by, I have to say. There's no doubt there is an added expense with the fuel at the pump, but I don't imagine that a lesson uses so much fuel.
No, you wouldn't think so, Pat, to be honest. But I suppose when you consider a student does 1 hour, but an instructor could be on the road for 30 hours a week, it is all going to add up. There also seems to be a huge demand for lessons at the moment and not an awful lot of supply. So I presume that's a factor in the cost rising as well.
So the typical cost of a set of driving lessons, and you have to have them if you're to progress to your test, it's gone up from, in one case, 425 euro for 12 lessons to 577. That's according to a survey by Money Guide. That's a pretty hefty hike.
Yeah, it is definitely. And it seems to vary considerably around the country. Again, I assume it's supply and demand, Pat, if you don't have public transport where you're living. So in rural areas, I would imagine it's probably more expensive than it is in urban areas, and because there's more of a demand again. So that would appear to be one of the issues there. But there is this considerable difference and considerable hikes in some parts of the country.
Now, the question of during the pandemic and people not being able to take lessons and they had started a course of lessons, can they simply continue or does it depend on the status of their provisional license, whether it's lapsed and all that kind of thing? So they might have to, rather than take 12 lessons, take 18 or more.
Yeah, well, 12 is the minimum you have to do, and then it's up to your instructor to advise as to whether or not you're ready to do the test. But once you have the EDT, you don't have to repeat it. Now, the only exception is if your learner permit has lapsed for more than 5 years, you will have to do the driver theory test again, get a new learner permit and repeat it. But I'd imagine, Pat, that's very rare circumstances that people would literally leave their learner permit lapse. So I would imagine that once you do the EDT, you have it for good. It doesn't matter if you fail your test, you don't have to repeat it.
Now, you have to do the theory test before you start the whole process. 45 euro, is it, for a theory test?
It is. Then it's 20 euros for an official eyesight report and then 35 for the learner permit. So a lot of money before you even land out for the 12 tests, for the 12 lessons. So it's a costly business learning to drive.
OK, and then the driving test itself, there's a cost there?
The driving test costs 85 euros.
And then so when you pass the test, they don't just hand you the license across the counter and say, well done.
No, you have to buy the license as well. And that's 55 euros, but it is for 10 years, Pat. So that's at least that's something you don't have to worry about for a long
okay,
time.
A fiver a year doesn't sound like a bad deal. But you're looking at, if you are starting out today and you want to learn to drive, your minimum costs are going to be, between 700 and 800 euro.
Yeah, it's a lot of money initially, Pat, but I would say we're not going to see any decrease in demand. I mean, if you consider a lot of people, if they're looking at renting costs at the moment versus getting a car and maybe living at home, it probably is a more attractive option at the moment to stay at home, even with those high costs of learning to drive, than having to pay the high costs of rent. A lot of insecurity in terms of rental properties as well. So I think none of these rising costs are actually going to dampen any of the demand to learn to drive anyway.
Yesterday I saw a learner car. It was a red vehicle and on top it said something, just from memory, automatic driving school. You know, in other words, we'll teach you to drive an automatic car. The day of the manual shift must be numbered because hybrid cars are all, if you like, semi-automatic. They don't require a clutch, and all electric vehicles certainly do not have a clutch or anything like it. So the old stick shift is it's going to be gone.
It is. Well, when you consider with the ban in 2030, you won't be able to buy a new car with a manual gearbox from 2030 onwards. So I know there's more and more driving schools now offering automatics as an option. I'm not sure how many people are actually going for it. I certainly would advise people to learn to drive with a manual gearbox first. Moving from manual to automatic, obviously, is simple, but it's not. You can't move. If you learn to drive in an automatic, you can't drive a manual gearbox. And remember, most learner drivers won't be opting for new cars. They'll be buying secondhand cars. So, and there will be secondhand cars on the market for much longer after 2030 that have manual gearboxes. So I think the advice for most people, certainly the advice I would give learner drivers, is to learn with a manual gearbox and not opt for the easy route with the automatic.
Yeah. One of the issues, of course, is, you know, you pass your test and you're driving an automatic. It's your own little car and it's grand. And you're maybe 25, 26 years old. So there's no inhibition on renting a car overseas. You go off in your Holliers. And then you look at the price of an automatic rental versus the price of a manual rental, and you're not able to drive the stick shift because you've never done it before.
Yeah, you see, I think you're better off, really. You're just keeping your options open by learning to drive in a manual. Having said that, Pat, if you're going abroad and driving abroad and you haven't driven abroad before, I'd always advise people to get an automatic because it's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, but very expensive. That's the problem. All right, Ger, thank you very much for joining us. And that is Ger Herbert, who is the motoring columnist and motoring editor with the Sunday Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.